Welcome to this Sutphen Seminars Astral Projection course. I'm Dick Sutphen, and this is a condensed and updated version of a workshop I've conducted in my seminars for over 20 years. So let's begin by exploring the metaphysical belief that you're made up of four bodies simultaneously coinciding in space. In addition to your physical body is a second or vital body, which is also called your etheric double. Your vital body is an invisible electromagnetic field surrounding your physical body, fueling your internal electrical system and maintaining a perfect pattern of your physical in its prime of health and vitality. The third body of man is the astral body, which is often thought of as spirit. While you're alive, your astral body is an invisible ethereal substance interpenetrating the physical body and extending outward about 5 to 8 inches. This body is capable of separating from the physical in an astral projection during sleep or at will, once you're properly conditioned and learn how to project. After death, the astral body envelops the soul mind in the etheric world. The astral body also maintains your vibrational awareness, which serves as the foundation for your next physical incarnation. The fourth body of man is called the mental or casual body. It's the highest body encompassing your physical shell. Your mental body is considered a vehicle of abstract thought in a vibration that we cannot comprehend. It functions in the afterlife to analyze the incarnations of the soul mind and plan future incarnations based upon karmic learning and liabilities. This body is said to be a force field that actually causes our soul to manifest in physical form. All right. Now the subject of exploration in this course is your third body, your astral body. The information I'll be sharing is based upon years of research and explorations with thousands of people. I first recorded astral projection tapes as experiments and gave them to prisoners in Arizona's Florence Penitentiary in the early 70s. Over the years, I refined the techniques, experimented in seminars, and released general market audio and video hypnosis tapes. Then, in 1990, I created a greatly improved 2-tape audio album. More people responded and shared their experiences and the problems they encountered trying to astral project. So now, 10 years later, I'm improving the course again. As a result of the research, I'm going to share the biggest blocks to successful astral projection. First, people expect immediate results. Now, in many areas of metaphysical exploration, such as past life regression, telepathy, and inspired writing, you can have immediate experiences when an exploration is properly set up. But for most people, astral projection requires considerable effort. It can take weeks or months of practice. But if you're patient and willing to develop the ability to work in a hypnagogic or theta mind level, you'll eventually open a psychic doorway to the astral planes. Also, you must rise above fear of the experience to have the experience. And this is difficult for many. Okay, now here's something else you need to realize. No one astral projects consciously, although many think they do. Deep breathing, relaxing techniques, or some unidentified method of altering consciousness is necessary for successful projection. Even long-distance running generates an altered state, which has resulted in some runners reporting they experienced floating above their bodies, watching themselves run. We all leave our bodies at night during periods of the sleep process. Maybe you've experienced the situation of beginning to slip out of your body, but you've heard a noise and slam back into the physical, awakening with a jolt, momentarily startled and confused. Also, people who do self-hypnosis, meditation, or use pre-recorded altered state CDs will often experience a sensation of swinging, swaying, or spinning during the induction. If this happens to you, you're trying to leave your body. Go with the experience. I'm also convinced that more often than not, the experience of déjà vu and clairvoyant dreams can be traced back to astral projections during sleep. As an example, let's say you're planning a vacation to Hawaii next month. Naturally, you're excited and the islands are on your mind. So during sleep, you astral project to Hawaii because your mental energy is drawing you there. Then, when you actually travel to the islands a month later, you physically experience the environment and sense you've been there before, maybe in a past life, or maybe because you've recently visited in your astral body. All right, now I'm going to talk about astral projection from the perspective of remote viewing. Is remote viewing the same as astral projection? The government remote viewers commissioned to do psychic spying for the CIA worked in a hypnagogic theta state. Now, some talk of entering a fourth dimension beyond time and space. That sure sounds like astral projection to me. I know you can successfully remote view without astral projecting, but I'm also pretty sure that some of my own remote viewing voyages turned out to be full out-of-body experiences. In both cases, you project to a distant location and accurately perceive things you have no other way of knowing.